It's our weekly visit with our job genius, Chad Grood from Express Employment Professionals, helping you get a job, get the skills that you need, even maybe give you more skills than you thought you'd ever need. And this morning, Chad's also joined by Todd Reynolds, who's the Director of Education and Training with Express Pros. And today we're going to talk about leadership, right?
Leadership.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it?
You know, it's a word that everybody hears, but it's a very complex word. And I guess we'd like to sort of bring down and simplify what it truly means, and you know, the roles, because a lot of individuals don't even understand that they're in a leadership role. You know,
they get promoted or they get a job, and then suddenly they're required to do things, and everybody sort of works as an individual. You can do that. Now, if you have people that are you're responsible to or from, then that's where the leadership, starts. Huh?
Yeah. Leadership really starts, you know, if you look at it from just a word in general, not even maybe to employment, it's having influence over others. And if you're influencing somebody else, you're displaying leadership, whether it's good or bad. And, you know, from a role outside of the business community, you know, if you're a father, you're an older brother, you're an uncle, you're a captain on a sports team, whatever it may be, you have influence to other individuals. And so you're in a leadership position. And so developing those skills and understanding what leadership is critical to the success of any organization, any school, any community. And developing strong servant leaders is something that we need to be focused on, and that's what we do here at Express Employment Professionals.
So, Todd, sometimes I hear leaders are born. In other words, this is something innate. It's something that you have. It's not something that can be sort of taught. I guess since you're a director of education and training, you probably believe you can probably train somebody to a leader. But talk about, I guess, the skills or the mentality of a leader or how that plays into just the skill of doing that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that statement is probably partially true. You know, I think there are some people who are born leaders. They have that natural, you know, tendency to step out in front and to lead the group, or they naturally take charge when there's a situation or a circumstance and they just kind of stand out. That doesn't always mean that they're great leaders. Because they can do a lot of damage by not knowing how to lead in the right way. And I like what Chad said. He used the term servant leader. And from my perspective and what I've learned over my career is that from a leadership position, I found it, and this may sound a little bit strange, but to be able to lead from the middle, not from necessarily from the top and the bottom, but to be able to surround yourself with your team and lead them by example and in the direction that you're going. And part of that leadership means knowing how to coach, how to direct, and how to manage people, their time, and best utilize their skill sets to help them grow. Because it really, as leaders, what we want to try to do is duplicate ourselves because we want to be able to take those who have ambition and the initiative to be able to grow into new roles, into their careers, and move on, promote from within side. And part of a leader's, you know, requirement, I believe, is that you have to be able to recognize those things and challenge them, challenge those individuals with tasks and opportunities that are going to allow that to happen.
You try to make them shine is what usually happens. I guess a good leader does that. It's not that they're taking all the credit. They have other people who succeed, and because of the push. Because being in the middle, you're kind of pushing people as well as pulling people along.
Exactly.
You're not just grabbing a bunch of people and dragging them, so to speak, with you. What are some of the things, I guess, that you can teach? What are some of the things that you find that is important? If you're teaching someone to be a leader, what are the steps that you kind of go through to get them to that point?
Yeah, well, you know, I think probably one of the key things that any leader needs to be able to do is communicate clearly. And when I say communicate clearly, I mean being able to communicate expectations to individuals or to groups, to be able to track and to understand the direction that group is heading and be able to share that information effectively. It's one thing to In fact, I just saw I'm sad to say it was on Facebook, but I saw a cartoon today that had an executive that had an email and it said, "Thoughts, please respond, see attachment." And the other person said, "Dear Fred, I'm sending you this attachment. Would you, please, if you have time, take a look at it and get back to me whenever you have a chance." And so I just was sharing with Chad the other day the importance of learning how to use executive summary, teaching leaders how to be able to get the facts and communicate them clearly and make it so that everybody understands what the goal is. And that's what we try to do with our leadership training.
Right. I heard we've interviewed people before. One person says he thinks that businesses should do away with email and it's interesting because you think that's the way we communicate. Everybody gets, but it seems to have sometimes added another layer of confusion that wasn't there before, either because too many people are asked this, in the email, or you spend too much time sorting through all that information and your work isn't getting done. But that's a whole other way of, business management that can be looked at again.
In fact, I think that part of what happens with email communication is you don't get to see the person face to face. You're not looking at them in the eyes, and you don't know the intent of that exclamation point, that sure. comes at the end of a sentence or the tone. And there's something about a good leader who is able to look at their employee face to face and communicate with them. And there's something about getting that commitment when you hear somebody say, "Yes, I'll do that," or "No, I can't do that." And it's just more effective that way to do that. So
we're talking this morning with Todd Reynolds, Director of Education and Training with the Express Employment Professionals, also Chad Grude, who joins us every week to talk about jobs and training. And today we're focusing on what leadership is. Sometimes we kind of know what leadership isn't. In other words, we can all kind of figure out bad leadership. Sometimes good leadership goes unnoticed just because it works and it doesn't point out. Do you have people coming to you then to get leadership skills? They've either got into it or a business says, can you get these folks, kind of give them the skills to be a leader, not the skills to do the job that they already know how to do?
Correct. One of the things, Express Employment Professionals strives at doing in the service we deliver to our employers is finding them talent, helping them retain good talent. And part of that is helping them recognize maybe some blind spots, because that frontline supervision is the critical role in maintaining good employees. We can go out, we can recruit, we can make sure that we're sending good talent with the hard skills and get them into the organization. But if the right structure and leadership at that frontline level isn't in place and at least striving for excellence in those roles, they can push good people back out of the organization.
And you've probably seen that because you're thinking, I've got these willing and ready, able workers, and you send them in there and they come back and they're all messed up or something. They're thinking, you're like, what happened? And then maybe you'll hear stories about certain things and you can kind of see more that it's a leadership, interpersonal, personal thing, not the talent that the person
sure.
has.
And, I'd like to make some key points on leadership and what it is. And in an organization, I believe that it's shaping a culture within an organization that attracts people to want to work there. In a good leadership program within an organization creates a working environment that where the pay portion of the job diminishes to an extent because people enjoy coming to work and being there at that employer. So to me, true leadership is shaping a culture of engagement, excitement, growth, and people love to come to work. And that's a possibility in almost every organization. And from a leader's perspective, I would say, focusing on integrity, building trust, and earning respect from your employees are probably some of the three critical components of true leadership. And the other thing is being humble. As a servant leader, being humble, and that doesn't mean you don't think any less of yourself, but you think of yourself less. I guess is the best way to put it. You're really looking more to your employees and how you can serve and develop them in reaching their potential, because it's only going to benefit the organization and the growth of everybody as a whole.
Is that teachable? Some of these things, you know, there's a lot of shaping of personality of somebody, or just their ability. I mean, or is there sometimes when you're doing this, there's a light that goes off and they go, ah, I can kind of figure out how I can say the same thing but differently and get this a better result.
I truly believe, like Todd mm-hmm. said, that there's individuals that are born with attraction, and I guess that's what you'd say, born leaders. They attract people and people want to be around them. And then it's the point of, okay, you have that gift of attracting people. Now how do you turn it into developing your leadership skills in order to move people in the right direction? And for some individuals, yeah, that light bulb will come on at some point in time. And that, to me, that's what leadership is about.
And Expresso offers the training for the leaders. And
yes.
Obviously, there's probably role-playing and circumstances, and there's a lot of head nodding going, ah, I've been through that. And every leader has been an employee, has had – you know, work their way up. So they've had that's usually how people learn their leadership skills, is either from previous leaders or how they were led. I mean, seems to what happens.
And I think Todd will support this. I believe in my experience personally and working with several individuals, one of the foundations of being a good leader is learning to be a good follower.
Well, that's kind of what Todd said before, kind of like leading from the middle. You put yourself sort of in the middle of that, which keeps you in touch with what the customer, that type of, you know, what it is that's happening on the front line in the business. But it also lets them know where you're going.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think in my own, you know, personal experiences throughout my career, I've done the same thing as, you know, Chad just talked about. There are several key people that were my leaders that I followed and listened to, got instruction. And, you know, sometimes they gave me some hard instruction. But it was important because it helped to develop who I have become as a leader, as a manager, as a supervisor. And so trying to take pieces from each of those key people and take them and say, okay, how am I going to incorporate this into my management style mm-hmm. and use that effectively.
Many times Pros, you're able to sort of hold up a mirror to that person. If their normal job is their underling or somebody's not going to come up to them and say, you know, the way you did that was really kind of stupid or something, you know, in other words, so you let them kind of come to their own realization, as they say, and that probably is obviously there's growth that comes out of it.
Sure.
If people want to find out more about maybe getting their leaders, maybe their new leaders, into Express Pros to get the training they need so that they're successful, what's a good way for them to do that?
Best way to, if you're looking for your organization or to develop your leadership skills, grow your culture within your organization, is to call us at 440-723-2882, ask to speak to myself or Todd, and we'll schedule an appointment to come and spend some time to learn about where you're at, where you'd like to go, and see how our program could fit for you.
And all of that really helps the bottom line with any kind of turnover or morale, things that, you know, make it a better working environment. And obviously they become more productive and the company benefits from that for sure.
Correct. And I just want to expand real quick before we depart on what Todd said. Sometimes what's good for us doesn't feel good. And I think Todd mentioned that, you know, we hear things that we don't like to hear, but it's only for our growth and the betterment of us and the organization and the group as a whole.
Right. Sort of, they call it constructive criticism, I guess, in a sense, if we want to take it or not. Our guests today have been Chad Groot and also Todd Reynolds from Express Employment Professionals. As we continue every week at this time with our Job Genius on WEOL.